Good evening, human beings of Threbuzak Zone 8. Good evening. It's still March the 31st, 2020. For some of you who live in places not here, for some of you that live in dimensions beyond this realm, for some of you that live beyond this realm in other sectors, further to the east, you know, to the east, it's already April Fool's Day. That's right, for some of you further east of here, it's already April Fool's Day. Make sure you stay at home, April Fool. It's a stay-at-home order. You better stay at home. If you don't stay at home, you're not going to get the protein cubes. If you don't stay at home, you're not going to get your protein cubes. If you don't stay at home, you won't get your high-density carbohydrate and protein slurry on sale for $55.95 a gallon, July 2020. Most parents will say it's the best peanut-flavored slurry they've had in years. If you don't stay at home, there's a creature named the Zarbod. It shall linger on the periphery of your ordinary life. You know Zarbod as Karen. It's your job to stay at home, to sequester yourself from the world. Make sure that you spend at least 3 hours a night in the darkness, just staring into the distance with those cold black eyes of pain. Make sure you remember that your cats and dogs at some point will look like the old-timey cartoon and that, you know, that little fucking log cabin in the woods where it's really cold out. And there ain't enough food. All of a sudden, your little pug starts looking like Lamb Chops. And maybe you named your pug Lamb Chops, and boy, won't that be, I don't know, ironic? Maybe. Lamb Chops won't see it. Your job is to stay at home and die. Your job is to go home to your hovel, to your cave, to that stained, ugly place in the darkness of the deepest background of your perverted consciousness. Your job is to go home and plug into Pornhub, and that means Ava Adams. If you go outside, Zarbod will see you. I mean, Karen. How you doing, Karen? You notice how the cops don't come around no more, Karen? Almost like they don't care about little Saigon, Karen. You feel safe, Karen? Why don't you go home and die? What if some of us want to go outside and live, you know? What if we're supposed to live? What if we're supposed to live and not just stay at home and die? What if we're supposed to live and not just stay at home and die? What if we're meant to do more than just eat the gomblyblex stew? What if we're meant to do more than simply be afraid of the Zarbod? All the Zarbods, all the Karens. All the Karens watching what we're doing. But are they watching their own damn selves? We've seen you, Karen. We've seen you with your drapes wide open, sclimtivating your gumjableck. You don't mind doing that in front of the whole neighborhood as if your Gramulon is interesting to us. What if we're meant to not just eat protein cubes? What if we're meant to know something that Alan Greenspan, the maestro, right? That wretched motherfucker could never figure out. Hamburger is not steak. Hamburger is not steak. To be more. We're not meant to be husks of fat and protein connected through whatever kind of strange blombuli that keeps our fad sat sacks moving about. We're meant to be human beings with dreams and hopes and freedom, dignity. We're meant to survive. We're not meant to go to the fucking crawl space, crawl under the house and die. We know that happens. But that's not the way we're supposed to go. We're not supposed to say, oh, we're soon going to destroy the Earth. That might be bullshit. Maybe the Earth's going to destroy us. I think that's more likely. What do you think, guy? Actions have consequences. If you go home and follow this stay-at-home-and-die order, I think you must have a lot of faith in the system, right? Faith that the water continues to flow. Faith that you'll be able to get food delivered because, hey, you can't move. Do you think it's like that for the people with the big mansions and the bunkers? Do you think it's like that for the presidents and the senators and the congressmen? They probably have Taco Tuesday every day of the week in the bunker. Just don't ask what's in the meat sauce. We weren't meant to just go home and die. You're not supposed to go home and die. You're a living human being, just like me. You know, whatever life I have, it's mine. It might be a tiny life to the magical people of Magic Land in Seattle. It might not seem like much of a life to most of you, but it's still mine. It's $1,000 a month, 200 square feet, electric, water, garbage. It's the life I can live now. And I'm thankful for it. I'm grateful for it. But if you want to tell me that people are meant to live and die in little boxes, little boxes are called coffins, not homes. We're not meant to stay at home. I'm a hermit. I'm not meant to stay at home all the time. I'm meant to go for walks. And under normal circumstances, let me alleviate my throatal zone. under normal fucking circumstances, I would go for a walk a couple times a week, 4 or 5 miles. Under normal circumstances, I'd walk to the grocery store to get groceries. Guess what? I don't have a car, and I'm not anti-car. I think we should have flying cars by now. But that's a whole nother fucking topic. It's a fuckaroo. Lots of people live like me and have a little, and they're happy about it. And all we want is our freedom. I don't give a shit if I have a pile of gold. I really don't give a shit if I have a heart attack and die next week. But for every fucking day that I'm alive, I want to own myself, own my life. If someone knocks on the fucking door and says, "Here's your fucking magical happy vaccine, you better take it or else we're gonna do something." You're coming into the life of a 50-year-old man who is happy having almost nothing, and you want to take the last goddamn thing I have. The last little shred of fucking dignity. And you want to know my opinion about that. We're not meant to go home and die. We're not meant to stay in our fucking homes because we're told the greatest plague ever is happening. All I can tell is the greatest robbery in history is occurring. Thousands of trillions of dollars are trading hands as we speak. Lots of people, the shittiest people that have ever fucking lived, are making bank, so to speak. And they're telling you to stay at home and die. Does that sound funny? Maybe you're not supposed to stay at home and wait to die. Maybe you're supposed to want to live. You know, maybe all I want to do tomorrow is take some money a listener sent me and go buy some weed and some beer, and I'll walk along the streets of my own nightmare. But that's all I want tomorrow. I don't give a shit about my career. I don't give a shit about making billions. I just want what I want, just like I think you have a right to want what you want. It could be small, it could be big. Maybe you want to write a novel. Maybe you want to start a business. Maybe you just want to go to Uncle Ike's tomorrow and use some of the money a podcast listener sent you to buy weed and then some beer. And then maybe nutritional food if it can be found at the Chevron, because it is the shortest distance between 2 points for me. I could go out to the QFC taking the number 2. That's a bus, not a bowel movement. But if I go to the QFC, it means taking a streetcar. The streetcar's always late. So whatever protein I find at Chevron, it's gonna be better than the protein they're gonna serve you at the camps, man. So maybe you're not supposed to stay at home and fuck you.